I know that for mostly everyone, it is tricky to understand much about the soul because unlike the things around us and unlike our body, the soul is not something that we can see or even touch. The soul is your biggest power. It is your intuition. It is your life force energy. And if you don't nurture it, it stays asleep and eventually it needs to leave the body. So listen in, my friends, as I share with you the ways I nurture my soul to feeling super alive, to living a life of passion, filled with energy and delicious sexual desire. Welcome to Jewish and Spiritual, episode 97. I'm Caro, your host from Los Angeles. Ciao. It is so good to be here. I am just so grateful for this moment with you this week that I am able to record. And I just love sharing my knowledge, sharing my experiences, sharing my stories with you. And I am just so grateful for all of you, all over the world, on the 6 continents, in almost 700 cities around the world, and so many countries. I'm just so grateful for all of you. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for sharing the episode with your friends, with your family. I so appreciate. This is the greatest testimonial, is for you to share it and to help others feel happier and better in their lives through the content that I put out. So thank you. So if you have been following me and listening to me for a while, you must know that I love orgasms. Because yes, orgasms have a lot of wonderful health benefits, but I love them especially because they feel so crazy good to me. And to be honest, I never want to stop experiencing them. And so feeling super alive is truly my ultimate goal each day. It is my ultimate daily goal. It is what I, you know, aim to feel throughout my days and at the end of every day, because feeling super alive, not only it is my mantra, it is a mantra, by the way, that I borrowed from my late cousin and fashion designer, Max Azria, whom I miss so very dearly, but it is really my highest vibration and most exciting way to live. So before we dive in on why it is so important to nurture your soul and how that is the key to feeling super alive and to for sure feeling turned on all of the time, I want to quickly share with you that if you resonate with my way of life, if you connect to my way of life, if you like my way of thinking, my way of expressing myself, my way of turning myself on, if you connect to my super aliveness and you want more of that and to know all of my secrets on how I get to such a high, amazing place of emotions every day, you must take my class. You must sign up for my upcoming class. It starts on April 10. The way it works is I meet with you online for 1 hour in a small group of just 8 people, and you get access to me privately in a one-on-one private coaching session with me each week. And I coach you either online or on the phone on any issue in your life. As you know me, I have no taboos. There's nothing you can't tell me. There's nothing you can't bring up in our sessions that are super safe, super confidential. It can be on anything. It can be on your relationship. It can be about sex, of course. It can be about work. It can be on parenting. It can be about a change of career, relocating to another country. Like I recently had someone with a dream to move to Japan. It can be about a goal you want to make happen. It can be because you want to have the amazing career I have, which is becoming a life coach. It can be on anything. I am more than loving. And again, it's a very confidential, safe, beautiful space. And it is for everyone, men, women, whatever gender you identify with. It's truly a unique class. You're in it with me every week for 6 months. And I promise you, it's going to transform everything you don't like about your life and grow you at a level and to a place you didn't even think was possible. So if you want in this amazing 6 months with me, go to the lifecoach.academy website, click on the link in the show notes if that's easier, or you can also DM me at Carol Szabo Coaching or at the lifecoach.academy, both on Instagram. You can ask me any question, or you can just book and save your seat. I guarantee you, this is an absolutely magical, crazy, powerful ride that will make the rest of your life a journey like no other. So I look forward to seeing you in class and to taking you on this amazing, fabulous time with me. So now let's talk about nurturing your soul. I think we could all agree that most people are very committed to improving their body. But I will tell you, very few are committed or even dedicated to nurturing the health of their soul. What about you? Have you given any attention or even just thought about your soul? You might say, like a lot of my clients say to me at first, well, I don't know because I can't even see my soul. So how can I even know what it needs? And you know what? You wouldn't be too wrong. But please keep on listening because in a minute I will be offering you clues so that you can know when your soul is depleted and how you can nurture it to start feeling super alive in your deepest self and in your life in ways you probably never even thought you could. It is so important to realize that the health of your soul is equally important, if not more important, as the health of your body, because it is the fuel for everything that you are and for everything that you feel and for everything that you do and for everything that you receive and attract in your life. Since we cannot see or touch our soul, we believe that it doesn't need our attention. But trust me, oh my God, it does. Because although our soul is the unobserved aspect of our physical being, it is our core nature. It is our true essence. Think about how your body works. When you don't care, when you don't take care of your body, when you don't nurture your body with basic food, water, and sleep, because that's truly all that it needs, it will stop working. Simply because it has no strength. It has nothing, no fuel to give back. Well, it is the same with our soul. If it isn't nurtured, it will want to leave the vessel that it is in and find another vessel where it can grow and exist better. I know it is tricky for most everyone to understand much about the soul because it is not something that, after all, is tangible. Unlike the body, right? The body, we can touch it, we can see it, we can do so many things with it. But the soul, we can't. We can't physically see it, we can't even touch it. And what the soul can do is something we can't even really see either. The soul can think from a place of consciousness, and the soul can feel from a place of pure love. The soul is the light inside of us. So yes, it is not tangible, but it is the peace of the divine that is in you. It is a very, very potent energy. It is the energy that fuels your life force. So if you don't nurture it, it will fall asleep and it will be in pain, which is against its love essence. So eventually it will have no choice but to choose to exit the body that it's in to move to a more nurturing place. And when the soul exits the body loses its light, the body loses its warmth, if you will. And sooner rather than later, it dies of sadness, of numbness, of illness, basically of non-aliveness. Studies show that most people only nurture their souls between 3 and 5%, which is basically nothing. And then we wonder why the world is going the way that it is. When you feel sadness, when you feel frustration, when you feel negative emotions, when you feel lack in your relationship, when you feel a low libido, when you feel no depth in your sexual life, it is all a sign that your soul is in pain. And the reason that it is because you are not nurturing it. And when your soul is in pain, it impacts everything from your happiness to your health to your success to the love that you attract to your purpose and direction in your life, because you are not able to tune in to listen to the messages that your soul is trying to send you. So you are left with no peace of mind, with no real purpose, and you are in misalignment with your true mission, with your true self, with how you feel. And it is very uncomfortable, and you are constantly looking for external circumstances to change in order to feel better. But no, it is all coming from within. And the true purpose of our life is to shine our light, is to be happy, is to shine love, is to feel pleasure, never pain. And for all of that, your soul needs your nurturing. It wants nothing else but to feel alive. So how to start doing that? I want to walk you through that in a few simple steps. Number one, practice making time alone and start being okay. Feel okay with being in silence with yourself. It is often when we close our eyes that we can actually see the best, that we can see the clearest. I had a client last year who was blind from birth. And I will tell you, it was wonderful. It was so humbling for me to see how much, to feel and experience how much more than most of us who have the privilege to see, that he was able to sense and to connect to within his soul way more than any of us really can. So sometimes, you know, it is about really just kind of quieting the world we are in. And if someone is not able to be in silence with the self, someone who is constantly in need of someone else to help them feel okay, of someone else to create the excitement in their lives, of someone else to give them a sense of purpose, then that person's soul has not yet awakened. So it's very important that you start with making time for yourself and with yourself. Learn to appreciate being with yourself. If it is uncomfortable for you, start with 10 minutes at a time, 20 minutes at a time, and close your eyes and connect to your heart. When you remove the noise from the world, when you quiet the thoughts, when you quiet the shoulds in your life, and the annoyance from your boss, from your spouse, from, you know, everyone's opinion, when you can quiet the to-do list, the pressure, and the duties of life, ask yourself these questions. And I would like to suggest that you grab your notebook or you open the notes in your phone and you record or write down these simple prompts for you to question yourself when you are in these moments. The first one is, ask yourself in that moment, what do I feel? What am I feeling? What do I feel? And then ask yourself, what do I hear? What am I hearing? And then, what do I want? What am I wanting? And what do I, who do I crave? Who turns me on? Who excites me? And when you're in that moment, this sort of meditative state, alone with yourself, quieting everything around the world, quieting the 3D realities of your life, where you live, who you're married to, what is your life looking like? None of that matters. I want you to connect to the energy inside your heart, inside your soul, and to ask and to connect to what it is you're feeling, to what it is you're hearing, to what it is you are wanting, to what it is and who it is you are desiring, who it is you are craving. Ask yourself. And this leads me to point number 2 of nurturing your soul, which is to practice connecting to your sexual desire. Why? How is sexual desire a way to nurture your soul? When you orgasm, you set yourself free. You surrender to the intensity of the moment. You let go of all the noise of your life. You disconnect from all the negatives of your reality. And you focus. You are fully focused in your mind, in your body, in your soul. And you are focused on the pleasure, onto the person you are deeply intimate with. You are connected to their eyes, to their smiles, to their lips, to their kisses. You feel deliciously good. It's a magical state. It's a state in which you feel so relaxed. You feel so free that your soul can absorb all of that pleasure like a sponge. And that is your true connection to the cosmos. It is the true link between your soul and the cosmos. It is your link to the divine. It is your link to the universe and to the true energy and to the path that you're supposed to be traveling on. And there is nothing, there is no more powerful state than this state for you to really connect to your soul. It is a state of just total mental, emotional, body relaxation and freedom of the spirit. And for the nurturing orgasmic pleasure I'm talking about, I really recommend you limit who, or not so much limit, but be mindful of who you are sexual with. Be sexual with people you are truly connected with beyond the physical. Be mindful of who you let touch you and be mindful of who you touch. The closer, the closest you can be connected to at the soul level with someone, the more powerful it will be. The more both of your souls will awaken, the more alive and filled with energy you will both feel. And the brightest your souls will shine, not only onto your life and his or her life, but onto the lives of anyone you are in contact physically or not, but with energy with. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life represents the source of life, meaning a force that connects all lives together. So when two souls are deeply connected with each other, when they share so many synchronicities of love, so many crazy coincidences on their past lives and current lives, timing and events, their souls recognize each other no matter how far apart they have lived or live today. And that is no accident. It is because they are from the same branch on the Tree of Life, and their souls love each other and need each other. So their energies attract. They find each other no matter how far they are apart, no matter what their past have been. They are inevitably at one point or another put in the proximity of each other. I did speak of that in my previous episode on twin flame love. And it is that very powerful love, and often one of the two souls is more awakened than the other, or faster or sooner than the other. One recognizes that energy right away. The other souls feel, the other soul feels that it is a very powerful magnet, and it feels that it knows that it is different. But because the person has been conditioned to thinking more on a 3D reality level, it sometimes takes them a little bit longer to realize the blessing, the gift, and the absolute magic of this union. The force of this energy between them is so strong that the two souls will fight anything for their two bodies to eventually be united in union. And that lovemaking, that intensity of their orgasms, is a connection that goes far beyond in ways that those who don't ever experience this kind of love can even begin to comprehend. Your soul is not your property. Remember that your soul's mission is to shine bright. And if it can't shine, it will have no other possibilities but to switch vessel. And a body without a soul cannot live. So it's very, very important that you nurture your soul. We talked about being in silence and meditative space and state with yourself. We talked about the importance of connecting to your sexual desires, to meaningful soul connections, and to pleasuring yourself. I recommend you listen to my episode on masturbation, which is episode 91. I also want to share a few other things for you to fuel your soul in a few quick, easy steps. Number one, take a 15-20 minute power nap every day. There is nothing else than to recharge your energy with a little bit of sleep. Number two, protect your energy from anchor people, meaning from people who tend to suck your energy out, to leave you feeling so depleted that you feel like you need air. And then surround yourself with people who are the accelerator people, at least one really good accelerator people in your life. Even who you follow on social media, be mindful of the anchor people, of the people who say negative stuff and that deplete your energy, and follow someone or listen to a podcast of someone who is an accelerator, who is someone who you feel that energy motivates you, their energy excites you, their energy turns you on. Number three, avoid watching the news. The news is all about drama. It is a business. It feeds on negatives, on creating fear. So if you can, avoid watching the news. Number four, be as clean as possible with what you eat, what you drink, but also with the medicine that you put in your body when it's not absolutely needed. And number five, be aware of your thinking. Not believing all of the thoughts you think and believe as your truth, because they are often thoughts that you loop on like autopilot. They are coming from your past conditioning. Most of them are very limiting beliefs, and they block the love energy from shining, from coming alive in you. So the way I fuel my soul is by doing all of these things, but also by romanticizing my life, by connecting to every little thing around me and making them exciting, laughing, smiling. I'm never tired of a sunset or a sunrise. I'm never tired of the stars and the moon and the birds and the messages on my tea bags and sucking on the rich Nutella, even when it's off a soft knife with my tongue, for those of you who have watched me do that. And I deeply connect to my five senses. What I see, what I feel, what I taste, the music I hear, the words I hear, and of course, what I touch, including myself, so yummily. And also, I love connecting to my imagination and to the very yummy, sexy man in my fantasies. And nope, I make no apologies for that. I love it. I love these fantasies, and I orgasm deliciously with it all. So that's a little bit of my daily routine to nurture my soul. The soul is our best medicine. An alive soul never gets sick. Our soul is our ultimate guide. Our soul shows us the way. If we can get out of our heads, close our eyes, allow for the light to speak to us, allow for the emotions in here to speak to us, not the noise in the ego brain. And if we can only trust the path that it is leading us on. Because when we have that light inside of us, and we all have that light inside of us, but when we can access that light and we can surrender to how delicious it feels, we are able to take actions from a place of confidence, from a place of knowing that the universe has our back and that this is the path for us, and that even if we're not able to see yet the full maze and the full, you know, street where we, you know, where we take this and that action for this exact purpose, it doesn't matter. Because the universe knows the bigger plan. The divine knows the bigger plan. So even if you don't, you trust and you travel this journey because it is so magical. It is so orgasmic to feel so super alive that why wouldn't you want to live in that frequency, in that vibration? And if you don't, and if you are ignoring the messages of your heart and of your soul, slowly your soul falls asleep. And we know that is not good. So nurture your soul, because the real mission in life is to make yourself happy. Being happy is a mitzvah. Being happy is something that we are commanded to do and be, because when you are happy, you are in a beautiful energy vibration, and it is contagious. Your energy, no matter what it is contagious. So if your energy is low, you are contagious of low energies, low emotions. And that is why the world is the way that it is. Happiness is the result of love coming out of you. Now March is here. Today's March 1st. Get ready for abundance. Get ready for success. Cosmic energy is on to doing a massive flip. This is a time for transformation. And if you connect to letting go of opinions, to letting go of judgment, and if you can surrender to the energy that your heart speaks to you, you will heal. You will feel super alive, and the money that you want and the true love that you crave, the orgasms like you've never had before, everything will flow in your life, I promise you. So give nurturing your soul a try. It's simple steps, connecting to silence, connecting to gratitude, connecting to love, connecting to your sexual desires, and to all the few other things that I mentioned. And let me know how you are doing. It's going to make a big difference in your health, in your vitality, in what you do, and in how excited you feel and turned on a regular basis. So have a lot of fun. Je vous envoie plein d'amour parce que j'adore l'amour. Et je vous dis à la semaine prochaine. À bientôt. Merci beaucoup. And don't forget to share this episode with everyone you know. Merci beaucoup. Ciao, ciao. Certifying as a life and spiritual coach with the Life Coach Academy is much more than a program. It is an experience that changes your life. Through this unique program, you will discover who you really are. And in turn, you will help your clients become who they have always wanted to be. Coaching is far more than a career. Coaching is a calling. And our program is founded on the formula of life. Love and gratitude. We go above and beyond to make sure that when you certify with us as a life and spiritual coach, you have not only transformed to your best self, but you have everything that you need to become the best in your career. We give you far more than a certification. We give you a proven method that works every single time. There is not one problem you're not going to know what to do with. We integrate life coaching, energy, intuition, and spirituality all in one very comprehensive program. The experience you will go through is simply transformational. So if you are ready for a whole new life, come and join us.